You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio as our newsmakers of the day, Robin Rowland and Dave Taney. They represent the Sonora Sunrise Foundation, the Sonora Sunrise Rotary. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Dave, let me start with you. What is the Sonora Sunrise Rotary?
Well, the Sonora Sunrise Rotary Club is a service club that serves the greater Sonora area community. And we have a foundation that is a nonprofit entity that raises money for worthwhile projects in the area.
So what projects are you involved with?
On a continuous basis, we do firewood delivery to senior citizens in need. We spend all year cutting and chopping firewood, and then in the fall, we make deliveries directly to homes of seniors in need that have been identified through Sierra Senior Providers. We also maintain the dog park and community garden down on Covey Circle, and we built that park from scratch, and we maintain it, and you can take your dogs down there. There's a couple dog runs, and there's also a community garden, and you can rent a plot for growing vegetables or whatever you want to grow. We do high school scholarships, and this year we're going to do four $1,000 scholarships to high school students that are most improved and heading off to college. We also just poured a concrete pad for the Atka Food Bank generator. They bought a generator because of all the unreliable power we have in our area. So it's really catastrophic to them when they lose power. They can't serve the needy, and they also, their food gets spoiled. So they bought a generator, and we poured the concrete pad, which is more complicated than it sounds. And so we also do charity run timing. We have our own fundraiser, the Orient Express in February, where we raise money for special athletes. But we bought a lot of computerized timing equipment. And so we lend out those services to other charities in the area that are running charity runs. And so they can have high-tech computer chip-based timing. And so that's another service we provide. And just a multitude of different things.
You are active.
We are very active.
Okay.
Yes.
So coming up this Saturday, 2 days from now, on Saturday, October 9th, there is a event that'll take place at Railtown 1897 called Barrels, Brews, and Bites. It's a tasty event that features wineries, breweries, and gourmet food pairings. So, Robin, let me ask you all about this. This has been a traditional event that has taken place at Railtown 1897 in years past.
Yes, it has, and it is so much fun. We have a wine tasting that's organized a little differently. We have the wines grouped by type of wine, so if you like Chardonnay, you can go right to the Chardonnay table, taste the different options that are out there, Syrah, etc. So it's kind of fun to kind of explore the nuances of the different type of wine that you may love the best. And then this year we have Devon's Delectables, who will be doing the food pairings for us. And we have home brewers. We have a home brew competition, actually. And this year we are bringing back the candied bacon, which is the most popular food item at the event. We have home vintners this year as well, and we'll do a People's Choice contest for both the home brews and the home vintners. We have Zero Hibernation Jazz Band playing, and we will have lawn games. And this year we are having a celebrity grape stomp, which we're pretty excited to introduce. And of course it's outside under the trees, so very just casual, leisurely event.
It's from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock this Saturday.
Yes, we always like to just have a leisurely afternoon event, which is also kind of unique so that you don't have to be driving home in the dark, et cetera. So yeah, just a great afternoon.
And tickets are still available.
Absolutely. You can get the tickets online, barrelsbrewsbites.com, or you can give me a call, 536-3000.
What will this money specifically be used for?
This goes to our general fund. So this is our major fundraiser that supports all of the things we do in the community.
Robin, is there anything that you would like to add that you were not able to discuss before we wrap up?
I would love to give a shout out to the sponsors of our event. We have amazing support from the community. So the sponsors that we have this year are Platinum Sponsors, Blue Mountain Minerals, and Black Oak Casino. Our gold level sponsors, Vic's Towing, Chicken Ranch Casino, Mono Village Plaza, Benton Roberson CPA, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Drysdale Properties. Our silver sponsors are Oak Valley Bank, Century 20 Wildwood Properties, Twain Hart Family Dental Care, and Dot Popovich's State Farm Insurance Office.
Dave, anything else?
No, just that it's a great event, and it's everyone that comes has a great time, but it's especially meaningful knowing that you're helping the community. It's a win-win.
It is under the giant oak trees at Railtown. Barrels, Brews, and Bites this Saturday from 2 o'clock through 5 o'clock. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.